Hello and welcome back to our next episode. And I heard back from a lot of you guys on the last episode, so I really, really appreciate that. So glad you enjoyed it. If you do listen to my episodes, please just drop me a message. I actually don't need anything else. Like, I know a lot of podcasts do like ratings, and like, genuinely, I don't. It's weird. I actually don't, like, I don't care about any of that type of stuff because I actually don't know an awful lot about it. And I don't think my goal has ever been, to make my podcast, like, super big or anything. I think it's literally always been about speaking my truth, helping you guys, or at least always giving at least one person a light bulb moment once they listen to an episode. Like, I love when I listen to something and I'm like, oh my fucking god, that made me think differently about something, or it gave me a light bulb moment, or it helped me understand something about myself. So that's what my aim always is. So the only thing I would love is, because I've been recently having a lot more conversations with you guys on Instagram, and I've been loving that, and I've really been setting the intention to help more people to be more open to connections, to be more open to conversations, because I think sometimes I definitely know for me, I just got lost in like the business side of social media and like showing up and doing content and like getting my message out there and like trying to share through social media, like in a way that somebody gets something from it. But I actually think also one of the most meaningful things you can do on social media is actually have conversations with people who are in the same situations or completely different walks of life, but struggling with very similar things. So I've really, really loved that. So please don't ever be afraid. Like, if you listen to my episode, you want to ask a specific question, you want specific help, I am all ears. And I'm also not that type of person or that type of coach that's like, if you ask or text me one thing, I'm trying to sell you something. Like, I genuinely do want to help, but I'm always honest as well. Like, I, you know, if I'm talking to anybody on social media and I feel like they'd really benefit from my coaching or they're really aligned, I will have no problem saying that. But there's never a pressure. I'm just not that type of coach. If anybody has experienced that type of coaching where, you know, all they're trying to do is sell you something, that's not who I am. But today's episode, I actually recorded it a bit yesterday and I just really wasn't happy with it. I felt like I'd done a lot of waffling. Now, I love a waffle. I love going off on tangents, but it just was a little bit too much for me. So we're back again today. And what I actually wanted to talk about was discipline, self-control, willpower, and where you actually, like, because those things are necessary. So I know for, like, what I will always say is that overcoming binging or emotional eating isn't ever about discipline, self-control, or willpower, okay? But you still need those things. Those things are still very, very relevant in your life. They're still very good to have. You can still practice them in different areas. And I'm going to obviously talk you through that now, but I'm also going to talk you through why you don't need those to overcome binging. So binging is a nervous system and emotional issue. It is not something that can be solved by doing more. So everybody, when I work with clients at first, they always want to do more. They want to train more. They want calories. They want all these different things. They want a meal plan. They want the quick fixes. And I get it, because all we've been fed from the industry as such, or what your experience is with, is just being fed more quick fixes. Probably what happens to a lot of clients is that they've actually gone to the wrong people to help them out of that situation. Is it the coach's fault? Not necessarily. Again, so much context is needed here, but it's not really, because a lot of the times people are going to these coaches because they want to see fat loss, and they promote fat loss and they promote getting results. And some coaches are really good at that. Some coaches don't really care and they probably just want the money side of things. And you have to take responsibility for the people that you choose as a coach. Does that make sense? Like, as a client coming to me, you do have to do your research. You have to take responsibility for the people that you sign yourself up to. But again, I also know a lot of clients can be deceived and they can be told they'll get every single thing under the sun and they don't get any of that. But back to the real thing here is that a lot of people want the quick fixes because they think, oh, it's just my body's fault. And I thought this as well. I signed up to a coach, trust me, I get all of what you're going through, because I signed up to a coach too, being like, just give me a meal plan. And I was able to stick to that meal plan. Genuinely, it worked. It worked for a period of time until it didn't work anymore. And guess what I was still left with? Binging. I was still left with binging underneath all of it. I was still left with all or nothing. I was still left with perfectionism mindset. But that is on me because I wanted a quick fix. I wanted something to just glaze over this and hopefully get me into a good body image where I thought binging would stop. I also didn't have a lot of awareness around my cycle at this point, but there is no amount of discipline, self-control, willpower that's going to overcome binging. It's just not going to happen. And you're going to plaster for a while maybe, but you're still going to be left in the same situation probably from a couple of months' time, a year's time. It always comes, if you don't truly do the work on binging, it always comes back because it becomes a coping mechanism. If you don't have any other coping mechanisms, you are always going to revert back, especially in really hard times, to something very soothing like binging. So discipline, self-control, willpower, don't need them for binging, don't need them to overcome binging. But where you do need to practice discipline, self-control, and willpower is actually practicing your values. So knowing what it is that you value as a person and acting in accordance with those values, because they're what's important to you. So what's happening nowadays is that so many people are living, and including myself, like this, I'm not pitch perfect. This happens to me as well, but this is how I know it, because it happens to me and it's real life experience that I'm talking through, is that every time I'm out of alignment with my values, it will show up, whether it's in my mood, whether it's in how I feel about life, whether it's just in like the, like, let's just say if I was out of alignment with my business, the results wouldn't be great. So I had to shift my business from fat loss coaching a couple of years ago into relationship with food, because I knew that that's where I wanted to go. But for a long time, I was almost afraid to make that step. I didn't know how to make that step. So I was resisting the change, which also meant then I wasn't feeling great in my own business. I wasn't feeling like I was making a change. I wasn't feeling like I was helping. I wasn't showing up on social, like social media felt like sometimes a chore because I wasn't showing up how I wanted to show up. I wasn't talking about the things that I wanted to talk about. So therefore I was very out of alignment with my values and where I want to go in life, because I was still trying to hold on to this old version of myself. So what values are, is values are what you deem as important to you. So that might be family time, that might be connection, socialize, and friendships, relationships, like love, ambition, you know, health, spirituality. There's so many things you could, like, you could really value, and you will act accordance to that. So somebody who really values work, ambition, driven, they're going to be working a lot probably throughout the week. They're going to be climbing whatever ladder they want to climb in order to get to the top, because that's what they value. Is that wrong? No, it's what they value. So for me, I don't value climbing to any sort of like corporate ladder or anything along those lines. I value being driven and ambition, but in my own way. So like what the ideas that I have for my business, or what I want to create, or how I want to help someone. That's kind of my ambition, or always learning. I love to always learn about, you know, spirituality and just like understanding people, like psychology. I've always loved that. So always learning for me is a very, very important thing. So when I'm not, you know, doing that, and it's not to say I have to be learning all of the time, but that wouldn't be me living so much in alignment if I was like to just completely say, okay, I'm never going to read a book again. I'm never going to learn anything, because I don't need to, like, if I was to have the attitude of like I don't need to learn anything from anybody, then not that I would ever have that, but if I was to have that attitude, hypothetically, that would be out of alignment for my values, because I'm saying one thing but I'm doing the complete opposite of that. Then you'd have that, again, misalignment. So when it comes to your values, how these help with your relationship with food and binging is because a lot of people are acting very much in all or nothing terms, like black or white. But then you'll look at their values and they'd be like, oh, I value my family time, I value friendships, I value my health, and don't really value career, that's fine. Or they value something else. But let's just say those things. So family, socializing, like connection, health. And yet what they're trying to do is they're trying to live a lifestyle like a fucking athlete. Where did you get that? Because they're looking at everybody on social media thinking, okay, I need to be training 5 to 6 days a week. I need to be eating like this. And, you know, if I'm trying to lose weight, I definitely can't eat out. There goes all your value. There goes all of them. Literally every single one of them, because people are so focused on health being a specific look, not realizing health is full of so many factors. Health is your emotional health, it's your mental health, it's your spirituality health, it is your physical health. But when people are acting like, when people, clients who come to me who've been dieting 10 to 20 years on the trot, by the way, no breaks, just jumping in and out of diet. Do you think that that's actually healthy? No. Do you think getting up, speaking to yourself like a piece of shit because of your body image is actually healthy? No. And I know some of you might sit here and say, you know what, you can't help it. When your head, when your mind is trained to think negative things about you, you can't actually help where your thoughts go. And I get that, because I also would have been in the same boat. I woke up every single day and absolutely hated the body that I was in, especially when I was struggling with binging, because I was so inflamed. My body had become so much bigger. And that for me, like, I knew why my body had got so much bigger. Does that make sense? So it's not, even though, yes, I can look at my body back then and I'm like, oh my God, wow, I can't believe that I went through all of that. But it was never really, it was because I knew my body was after changing, because I was punishing my body through food every single night. So I actually hated myself. I didn't really hate the body. Yes, I hated what I thought it was the body that I hated, but it was the, it was what it represented to me. It represented pain. It represented punishment. It represented literally self-hatred. That's what it represented. So I didn't like me as a whole, but I blamed my body for that. So yes, a lot of people will think, okay, I just need to fix my body, I just need to change my body, and then the binging will stop. But it doesn't. And this is where people start practicing discipline, self-control, and willpower with regards to food and the gym. That's not going to solve it for you, okay? You need to practice more discipline with your values. So looking at your values and saying, okay, this is what I value. Are my actions on a day-to-day basis aligning with that? Am I saying that I like family time, but I'm making no time for family? Okay, there you go. There's your action that you already need to fix. Am I saying that I value my health, but I'm treating myself like shit and I'm binging every single night? Okay, that's where you start. Am I saying that I value connection, but I don't actually connect with anybody on a week-to-week basis? Okay, there's where you're going wrong for yourself. It's not that it is wrong to not have connection. It's not that it's wrong to do these things as such, right? Again, free will, but it is wrong for your being, because what you're saying you value and what you're doing are on the complete other ends of the spectrum. They're not matching up, they're not adding up. So you're not going to feel in any way aligned in your own life. And then you're going to think, oh, I just need to do this and I just need to control my body and I just need to control. No. You need to come back to your values and you need to look at, where are they not matching up? Where is my behaviors on a day-to-day not matching up with what I'm saying that I actually value as a person? Stop focusing on the outside to change. Start focusing internally. So this is where values come in, but also your mindfulness comes in, because you cannot fix an emotional and nervous system issue through logic. So just because you're aware of your pattern through binging doesn't mean anything. I can be aware that I still do something, but there's no level of change. Awareness, I do agree, is absolutely like key to making any sort of change. But if you're aware and then you're taking the wrong actions towards trying to change it, like trying to force discipline with food and trying to force yourself to outrun a binge, let's just say, you're not going to get yourself over this hurdle as such. And it's about refocusing on the values and coming back to mindfulness and practicing discipline with those two things. So when people first come to me, like I said, and like myself as well, by the way, like I'm speaking from lived experience of doing this myself, I just wanted the quick fixes. I get it. But when I actually signed up to the right coach and got the right help for me, I had to practice more discipline with rest. I had to actually make myself sit down. I had to make myself take off my bloody watch. And that was the hardest thing that I ever had to do. Take off a watch. Imagine, and I know that some of you listening to this, and this is not, I hope you never ever take, because I am never judging. Like, I am never ever judging, because I have done it. Whatever you have done, I have done even crazier. I have talked crazier about myself, about my body image, about food. So I'm never judging, but I'm saying it from a place of, I genuinely want the best for anybody who has ever gone through this cycle. I want you to come out the other side of it. I want you to see that life is so much freer on the outside, okay? Because I have got to experience that now. For me, like taking off a watch, I can't even imagine that would be a difficult thing for me. But again, everything comes in cycles. Like there's things that I'm going through now that, like, let's just say the emotions that would have led me to ever struggling with food and control and watches and binging and all of these things, it was always the emotions behind them really that was going on. It was an emotional issue alongside a nervous system issue. But a lot of the times, like, those emotions, they still crop up in my day-to-day life. Like, I'm not good enough. Do you think that I don't feel that? I feel that 100%. I have that in different areas of my life. I feel that with business sometimes. I feel that with my relationships sometimes. Like, it is normal, but now I'm not using food to deal with those emotions or controlling my body or food to deal with those emotions. But those emotions still definitely absolutely crop up for me because I'm human. Like once you, it's always about having the healthier coping mechanisms. It's not to say that you'll never feel these things again. It's not to say that you'll never have a bad body image thought. It's never to say that you won't struggle with I'm not good enough. But things come in layers. So the more that you almost like level up as such, in terms of like, let's just say, and I know for some people this can sound quite off-putting, but it's really not, because it's like, okay, I healed my relationship with my body image and food. Then the next struggle for me was actually my romantic relationships. Then it shifted into that. Then I had to work on my romantic relationships. Then it was like, then it creeps into business. And it's every time that you learn a lesson and you say, okay, I've learned that now, let's move on. And you move on to something bigger. It's like, you know, when you run your first, I don't know, like let's just say you've run your first 5K, then you're thinking, okay, on to bigger and better. I'm going to run a 10K. But with running that 10K comes its own challenges in itself. Does that make sense? Then when you run the 10K and that becomes easy and you're like, okay, I've got this now. I'm well able to do that. Then you move on to, let's just say, a 15 or 20K. But with that becomes their own challenges. And that is life. That is how you explain life and going through your own lesson. Like I said, I still have those emotions cropping up in, you know, my everyday life. And it's not to say that you'll be immune to those things, but it's about having the right tools to then be able to deal with those. So when I am struggling like that, I will have my healthier. So I no longer need food and I no longer need to control my body image in order to feel better about myself. I turn to mindfulness, I turn to my meditation, I turn to my breathwork, I turn to journaling, and I also really turn to prayer, actually, believe it or not. Prayer has helped me massively, and I'm not sitting here being a big religious person. I'm absolutely not. I didn't come from a religious background, nothing like that at all, but I've got into prayer a lot more, and it's just like giving, it's allowing yourself to believe in something greater than yourself, which mightn't bring a lot of people peace of mind, or they mightn't think no point in that, but I have experienced so much magic through believing in the universe, in God, in something beyond myself, and I have seen the magic that has unfolded in my own life, from synchronicities to like just being in moments that you're just like, wow, that is so divine, I can't believe that happened that way. And just like how I feel in myself, like since I turned to those tools, I just feel a lot better in myself. And again, I reiterate, it's not to say that I don't struggle by any means, because I definitely do in my own ways, but I now have the tools that I feel allow me to cope with these in a much healthier way. That's where you need to practice discipline, self-control, and willpower, is with your mindfulness and is with your alignment of your values. That's where people are getting mixed up. It's like, yes, you do need those things, and I think they're very important. Like, I think discipline, self-control, and willpower, but they are actually, you're going to see what real discipline is about when you start trying to make yourself rest, when you know you need to rest and listen to your body. And actually, because it's, you're being driven to do these things, a lot of the behaviors, especially when you're struggling with binging or restriction or your relationship with food, you're being driven to do a lot of the behaviors that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. Let's just say with going to the gym all the time, controlling your food all the time, it's being driven by fear of weight gain, fear of losing control. So when you remove that, you're left in this period of limbo of like, I don't know, you kind of don't know who you are anymore, because you've let go of parts of yourself that don't serve you, but also you fully haven't found your footing in who you really are now, in your new version of yourself. That can be a limbo period for a lot of my clients, and they struggle to understand how to listen to their body, but also, let's just say, they value health and they still really want to, you know, be going to the gym and taking care of themselves. And it doesn't have to be your all or nothing will make you think like it has to be one or the other. It's either you listen to your body and you stay in bed every single day and don't do anything, or you're going to the gym 6 times a week, and people struggle to find that balance. What happens there is you need to, again, break down your all or nothing thinking. But also, the best piece of advice I could give you is that when your body is signaling something to you, that is present moment. That's what your body is feeling in this present moment. It's not taking in the past account. It's not taking in the future account. It's saying, I'm feeling this right now. Then you have values, which are more long-term. This is what I value long-term. This is what future me is going to thank me for. So you have to bounce in between those two things. Like, there's some days where I say, hell no, am I getting up early and doing that, okay? But I have, let's just say, I'll use the example of this speed session I go to every single week, every Tuesday, okay? When I first started doing that, I don't know how, there was a couple of weeks in a row that I just didn't get up early and I was like, no, I'm actually not going to that. Then I started getting in the habit of actually going. But there was a couple of mornings when I was in the habit of going that I still was really tired waking up and I was like, oh, I really just want to stay in bed. But I was like, I kept reminding myself, I was like, no, future you is going to thank you for this, future you is going to thank you for that. And every single time I did. So it's about bouncing in between the two and knowing, like mine also tapping into probably your non-negotiables of the week, which is like, let's just say for me, because of what I value, now you need to remember. And I also think this is going to massively, sorry, help or anybody who's struggling with comparison, because how can you compare yourself to somebody who has completely different values to you, which means their life is going to look completely different from you? So is it accurate to say, like, I have clients who are, let's just say, in their 40s, 50s, even older, and have kids, right? They have kids struggling with their relationship with food. They, you know, they value different things to me. Is it accurate for them to then compare what I do on a day-to-day basis to themselves? No, because I have so much free time. I don't have kids. The only thing I have is work and training, basically. Like, and that's not to make me sound, that makes me sound very boring. But like, I value other things. I value connection. I value free time. I value freedom most of all, which is why I work for myself. So I'm willing to take the trade-offs of the anxiety, of the stress, of having to get your own money in. I'm willing to take that trade-off in order to have the value of freedom. Freedom allows me then to dictate my own working hours. It allows me to have my slower mornings, etc., etc. They're my value. But does that make me right or wrong? No. Does that make me have a better life? No, because that's what I value. Some people really wouldn't value that at all, and they cannot possibly compare themselves to me. So that's something I always say to my clients as well, is like, you cannot compare yourself to, but you can't be comparing yourself to people online who, and I don't say this lightly, because I also know I get trapped in comparison. It's very easy to get, when you're on social media all of the time, and if you're doom scrolling, I know it because I doom scroll as well, but if you're doing that, you know what I mean, all of the time, every single day, I can guarantee you're going to feel shit about your life. But when you come out of it and really dive into what you value as a person, and that's going to allow to take you out of comparison, but it's also going to allow you to align your actions and just make better choices for you as an individual. Doesn't make them right or wrong, it just makes them the best choices for you. So that is like my two cents on discipline, self-control, willpower. You don't need to do more, you need to actually allow yourself, especially with binging, relationship with food, learning to rest, learning to feel safe in your body again, learning to trust your body again. You need to practice more discipline and willpower with your values and with doing your mindfulness and doing the things that don't give you that instant gratification. They will give you that long-term gratification, absolutely, because your life will fucking change by doing these things, but it's not going to give you that instant gratification straight away because it's not as tangible. I think that's the right word. It's not as tangible as seeing your body image change or seeing you, you know, lift PBs in the gym. And also, it's not to say that you can't do those things. It's not to say that you can't have goals on the external, but with something like binging, it cannot be solved on the external. It cannot be solved by doing more and not, you need to do less to solve the binging. You need to come back into your body. You need to listen to what's actually going on. You need to align yourself to your values and practicing, again, discipline with those things. So I really hope that that makes sense. Don't let anybody tell you food and food struggles is an issue with your willpower, because it's absolutely not. And I'm here to tell you, I taught the same thing, but if I had have had this podcast back then, it would have probably changed my life, because to hear somebody else who's gone through it tell me that, oh fuck, it's not actually a body image issue, or it's not really a discipline issue, those things, like body image, for one, before I finish up, body image, yes, it might trigger you, but it's how you feel and think about your body that is the real issue that we need to address, rather than thinking, okay, once I solve this, this is going to lead to X outcome, because I guarantee you're going to be very, very disappointed by what you get on the other end of changing your body. So yes, that is my two cents. I hope you got something from today's episode. Let me know your thoughts, obviously, on this. If you are struggling with your relationship with food, binging, feeling safe in your body, trusting yourself, just how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, please do drop me a message. I would be more than happy to talk to you, have a conversation, hear what you're going through, and yeah, and just offer my two cents, especially if you have like a specific question. But it's not a willpower issue, it's not a discipline issue, it is a nervous system and emotional issue. And two of the best ways to really address it as well is coming back to your alignment with values, practice and discipline with them. If you want more in-depth episodes on binging, etc., I do have other ones as well, like why you're still binging. That's a really good one as well, to just understand why you're still stuck in the cycle even though you have the awareness.